And good morning. Welcome into Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Good morning, Beth. How are we doing today?
Fine, Mike. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good.
Looking forward to another jam-packed segment with lots of good information, and we're talking about something very important, protecting yourself and your kids.
Exactly. You know, we live in a really crazy world, and if we are not aware, things can blindside us. So I think it's really important with all the things that have been in the news lately about people being taken advantage of, mm-hmm. getting hurt, used. And it's adults taking advantage of kids, teens, other adults, and it's kids doing it to other kids. And it's more than bullying. I mean, this is criminal and really bad. You know, I travel sometimes. I was traveling alone the other day, and I walking out of the airport, and I'm always a woman on a mission. I'm walking fast, trying to get where I'm supposed to be going.
Right.
So there's this man standing there, among a whole lot of people, and he makes eye contact with me, and he says, I can give you 10,000 travel points if you have a boarding pass. Do you have a boarding pass? Well, first I said, yeah, as I'm moving. And he said, show me for 10,000 points. No, thanks. Kept on my mission. You know, I thought, okay.
It's kind of strange.
I thought it was strange, yeah. But I thought maybe he's a salesperson, you know, whatever. You know how we always tend to minimize things. But later, after hearing all this news, I thought, well, you know, that was really weird. Because he didn't have on a shirt that said an airline name. Mm. He didn't have some kind of thing going on. He was empty-handed. He didn't have a clipboard. And why was he going to give me points? What was in it for him? That's what I kept thinking. What
right.
are you going to... So then I thought, okay, probably there's a computer somewhere. He'd say, come on, let's go to the computer. Again... Why? And then the if he saw my boarding pass, he'd know my name.
There you go.
I'm thinking, I don't need points from a stranger. It may have been all innocent. I don't know.
Right.
But I'm not willing to take that risk myself, and I really don't want our listeners to not see some what looks like normal things that could potentially be that. Because again, if he said, "Come to a room, I'll show you," you know, we got to put it on the computer. I would have been in a room with him if I
right.
followed him.
Right.
Not doing it.
Don't want to do that. So what are some of the things to kind of keep in mind to avoid situations like this or similar like to this?
Well, I think one of the really important things is that just because someone asks you a question doesn't mean you have to answer. We answer our family, police officers, people in authority, not somebody who's just, hey, how are you? Where do you live?
That's hard, too, because the inclination is you want to be nice. You want to be, you know, neighborly or whatever. And sometimes it's hard to shut that off and just...
Right.
Refuse to answer if you don't
right.
feel like it.
I mean, we have to really evaluate the situation because that person does not need to know specific things about you. If somebody says, hi, nice day, it's appropriate to say,
yeah.
hi, yes, it is. But if they're asking you questions, getting information about you, they don't need to know about you. It's also important to know that there's no reason for an adult to ask someone younger than them for help. I mean, you know, maybe could you pick up that? Well, not even pick up that paper, because quite frankly, you don't need to be that close
right.
to someone. They shouldn't ask for directions, because then you have to go closer. Help me look for my dog. I've got to leave. You know, there are professional helpers in the world. They're called policemen, firemen, lawyers. I mean, there's people who are designed to do that, and that's who people should ask. We also have to remember, you don't get something for nothing. My dad said that all the time. Somebody gives you something, they want something back.
They want something back.
You know, even when you get an email that says, hey, you know, get this free download, what they're really going to do is take your name and try to sell you something.
Sure.
So if someone gives you a gift and asks you for a favor, later it's hard to say no. You know, they gave you, you know, some money or some food. So what you want to do is always think about what's in it for them. And another really good sign that something's going on is if you get that feeling again, we've talked about it before, if you're trying to convince yourself that there's nothing wrong, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would you even think about it?
Right. It came up for a reason.
Right. And then you have to put those thoughts and those things that we know into action. Keep moving. It's better to walk away and have someone think you're rude than to get into a situation that hurts a lot of people.
Right.
Or hurts you. The first one is the most important, because once you've answered one, the next questions or the next request just keep following. Move away confidently. Head up, eye contact, look right at the person, and keep on moving. The only effective way to say, if somebody offers you a gift of money, food, time, whatever, no thanks. No matter what, keep that away.
Yeah.
always, always, always tell somebody. And I think the younger we are, or the more vulnerable, the more tired we are, the easier it is to get trapped. If somebody else says it sounds weird, take a second look at that and be ready to back up. It's really important to not get into the situation rather than trying to get out of it.
Yeah, and the keep moving, that's the big one. Just, I would think, you know, the guy that saw you in the airport, you were moving fast, and he still tried to, you know, get your name or whatever.
I think it was the eye contact. I think because we made eye contact. If I hadn't, like, glanced over to see who was there, may or may not have said anything. And again, he may have been perfectly legitimate.
Right.
But I'm not taking the chance.
He might be listening right now saying, wait a second.
Yeah, I know that woman.
Well, if you want to find out more information about the topic we discussed today or anything that we've talked about on these shows, you can always go to safeharboril.com, as that's all the time we have left for today's show. But we will be back next week for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.